Okay, good morning, everybody. So we find ourselves in the third and fourth Mishnayos of Avodah Zarah, respectively. Again, so far we've dealt with the Isser of Shem Elohim Achrim Lo Saskiru Lo Yisham Al Picha. And now we're going to find the Edehen, or Yimei Havlehen, there's a din by Avodah Zarah, of Shaket Teshaktenu, of denigrating it. Ve'ilu Edehen Shalgayim, Kalenda, the Bartanur explains that these are 8 days after the Tkufas Tefes. Ustar Nura, which is 8 days prior to the Tkufa, and this is based on rabbinic tradition that Adam Harishon, when he saw the day shortening, he thought, you know, this is the end of the world, you know, and then he appreciated that the days, you know, after 8 days of fasting and prayer, obviously it was a terrifying experience for him, so he understood that this was really Minhago Shel Olam, and he established these as Shmoni Yamim Tovim, so he obviously had Shem Shemayim in mind, but the other forces, I guess, in the Dor Aveno, they established these days as days of Avodah Zarah. Ukrate Sim, again, another, this is a day of ascension to the throne. V'yom Genusia Shamalachim, a day of appointment to the throne. V'yom Haleda, the birthday of the king, Vayom Hamisa, and his, you know, yard site, Lahavdil, Divrei Meir. So these all qualify as the Edehen. They'll be subject to the restriction, at least in theory, of 3 days before. V'chamim Omrim, Kol Misa Sheyesh Ba Sreifa, Yesh Ba Avodah Zarah. Only if there's Sreifa, this is the practice of the Melachim, that they used to burn all the Klei Tashmisho. It's actually interesting, it's not really considered Bal Tashchis, because it's, you know, Chashivas, the Gemara deals with that, very important sukkah in terms of Darche Amori. As well, so the assumption was that that's considered to be an aid, the Avodah Zarah. So all of these again have the 72 hours beforehand. Shein Basreifa in Avodah Zarah. Yom Tiglacha Sekanu Bloriso. This is an annual event when they would shave off their beard and shave the sides of their head and leave the middle. Yom Shalav Bominayam, or day that he was saved. You'll hear echoes here. Lahavdil the Karman Toda. Yom Shiatsa Bominayisa Asurim. Regoi Shasta Mishal Levino. Eno Asur Ala Oso Hayom. It doesn't stigmatize the entire community, but just that individual, and just that day. You know, this interesting idea of, you know, Sha'asa Mishta Levino, very fascinating idea. It's like, you know, it's hard not to hear echoes. V'yas Avraham Mishta Gadol B'yom, you know, Higamel Es Yitzchak. Very interesting, you know, perspective, regarding what exactly the nature of these events were. You don't find too much about that in the Rambam or the Bartanur and the Tiferes Yisrael in this case. But again, there's a little bit of an anthropology that you get from learning this perspective, these Mishnayos. Then we come to a very fascinating, halacha, a set of halachos in Mishnah Dalad, which, again, it may seem a little bit foreign to us in terms of our ability to practice them. So you could do business outside of the city, and even residents of that city can come outside. So if outside of the city is a place of Avodah Zarah, so then the inside part of the city is permissible. So again, this will sound strange to those of us who live in towns where there are, churches, so if the path leads down to that place, only that city, you can't even walk on that path, let alone into the city. But if it's kind of like a highway, so there are many different, points of egress or exit, mutar. Some of the chanuyos had this kind of atara, I'm not sure exactly what it looked like, but some kind of a symbol or a crown or an awning. Zaya Maisa Bebeshan, Remer Chacham Mutaros Asuros, Vishena Mutaros Mutaros, that there was an assumption that those are the places that are sort of friendly to Avodah Zarah, and it would be off limits, for a Jew, because they collect the meches Avodah Zarah there. So the Rambam has some very interesting, comments here, which sort of, touch on the challenge that we face. So, likach yivadu l'chash kol ir shel uma shi'ilem ba beis tifla shu beis avodas kacham lo safek osa ir asr lavor bebechavana. So you're certainly not allowed to pass through that city, a place where there's, you know, no church or whatever it is. So that would be a problem for those of us who live in Tinek. V'chol shekin ladur ba, and certainly to live in it. Right? Aval anachnu tachas deim advoseinu v'shochnim ba'aretz amanusim. We have to live with this curse. Right, not that we're actually observing it, but you know, we're, you know, avadim la avadim. And if this is true of the city, where we, you know, we may simply not be able to withstand this kind of a challenge, just like we talked about the Balei Tosfos in the first two Mishnayos, not that the Rambam would go for that answer, that minag avoseinu biyadeim and in the kibble, that we know that they're not really, you know, experts in Avodah Zarah. We don't think that they have in mind the actual Avodah Zarah. Aviamir Dinokain says the Rambam, Kavachomer did base Avodah Skochavim Atso, which was Solano Kimat Leroso, because she came Likane's Pos. And we have to be very, you know, very, very strict about these things, about going into a base Avodah Zarah. It can sometimes be, you know, very, very challenging. And different situations, you know, challenge us in different ways. But again, this is, you know, very important for us to be mindful of and not to go into their house of worship. Now, again, there's an entire discussion. You know, what about other sections, of the building? The Rambam says don't even look at it. So, you know, the Rambam would be, you know, very, very machmir. But there are other, you know, positions in terms of, let's say, a completely secular, part. It's not the Beis Avoda itself. That's for a different time. But again, I want to sensitize people to the extent to which these things can be avoided. They absolutely should be avoided.